Hello everyone, and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. For weeks before we started MSB Season 3 and Mobile Suit Gundam Double Zeta, people were joking on our social media about how it isn't anime! The opening song, Anime Janai, which means it isn't anime, seems to be one of the most iconic and remembered parts of what I've been told is a very polarizing series. So this month, I'm going to try my hand at transcribing the song by ear, as a way of working on my listening skills and perhaps learning some new vocabulary. I'm sure the song lyrics are readily available online, but when you're learning a language, forcing yourself to listen and transcribe is good practice. You can always compare against online sources if you get stuck or are unsure about parts of it. This is a method I highly recommend for anyone studying Japanese and trying to engage with media. Whether it's a show or a song, go through a portion of it entirely without subtitles or translation, and see how much you understand. Jot down notes about any places where you're guessing from context rather than really knowing what it means. For songs and TV, you can then watch with Japanese language closed captioning if it's available to see if you understand more. This helps me when dialogue is hard to understand, either because of a character's accent or because they're talking very quickly. This is also a good time to jot down unfamiliar words or grammar points to look up later. Only then do I look at an English translation to see if my guesses were correct and if I really did understand the substance of what was being said. With that, let's get started on Anime Janai. I won't sing it, but I will talk through my attempts to transcribe the song by ear. On my first listen through, this is what I got. Anime Janai, Anime Janai, Honto no koto sa. Mina something something ata yoru, mado kara sora o mite iru to, something something sugoi mono o mitanda. Otona wa dare mo warai nagara, terebi o misugi to yu kedo, boku wa zetai ni, uso something something ite nai. Choshiki to yu megane de, boku tachi no sekai wa, muzukashi nano sa, yume o wasureta, something something, chikyujin yo. Anime janai, anime janai, fushigi na kimochi. Anime janai, anime janai, honto no koto sa. It's fairly straightforward with just a few places where I had difficulty. Now, I listen to each of those bits over again and see if I can catch what's being said. After a few more listen-throughs, I think that those trickier lines are Mina neshizuma atta yoru. Totemo sugoi mono o mitanda. Boku wa zetai ni zetai ni uso nani ka itte nai. And fui chikyujin yo. Some of these I'm more confident in and others less. It depends both on how I felt listening to it again and whether or not the things I heard are words that I know and that seem to make sense. For example, I don't know a word neshizuma or shizuma, so I don't know if that makes sense or is correct. I know the word totemo and can make sense of it in that line, so I'm confident there. This is the point at which I check what I hear against the song's lyrics, as they appear on a couple of different Japanese song lyrics websites. According to those sites, here are the actual lyrics, skipping all of the anime janais and honto no koto sas. Mina ga neshizumata yoru. Mado kara sora o mite iru to totemo sugoi mono o mitanda. Otona ga dare mo warai nagara terebi o misugi to iu kedo boku wa zetai ni zetai ni uso nanka itte nai. Choshiki to iu megane de boku tachi no sekai wa nozoke yashinai no sa yume o wasureta furui chikyujin yo. All in all, I didn't do too badly, but I did have a few bits wrong, so I'll look at those lines in more detail. First, there's Mina ga neshizumata yoru. I had many of the sounds right, but I thought it was possibly a noun with the past tense for is, which would be atta, when actually it's a verb in the past tense. Neshizumaru, that verb that I was unfamiliar with, apparently means to fall asleep. So that whole line means something like, one night when everyone was asleep, I looked out my window at the sky and saw something completely amazing. In the next section, I heard uso nanika itenai, when according to my sources, it's uso nanka itenai. Nanka instead of nanika. Nanika can mean some, something, somehow, a few other things. It's pretty versatile. While nanka is basically the same, but can have a more casual or even derogatory tone. So that whole line means something like, adults laugh and say we watch too much TV, but we never ever tell lies. And for the last section, we've got one easy bit and one hard bit. The easy bit is the last line of the verse where I heard fui, but according to the lyrics pages, it's furui. I still contend that the ru part of that isn't pronounced or is done so subtly as to be inaudible, but oh well. The hard bit is nozoke yashinai. I had trouble even finding out what word or words this is and what they mean. My usual standby, jisho.org, failed me, so I consulted both Jim Breen and Weblio, a Japanese language online dictionary. My best guess is as follows. Nozokeru is a rather unusual, possibly even archaic word that means to peep, to peek through or at, to sneak a look at. One of the example sentences I found uses it to describe the act of looking through a telescope. And then yasu, rendered in the negative to yashinai, is some kind of special verb ending that I'm not familiar with. If you happen to know exactly what nozoke yashinai means, please let me know. But effectively, the last verse means, old earthlings who have forgotten your dreams, you can't look at our world through the lens of common sense. Obviously, rendered much easier to understand and much more pleasing in the subtitles. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this glimpse into using songs to practice listening comprehension and learn new vocabulary. Don't forget, if you have an idea for Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mella. You can find links and more in the show notes, and as always, thanks for listening.